BamaLoveSoul.com.
Stimulating the soul with the new musical experience. The Diamond Soul Experience.
The Diamond Soul Experience on the all new Hot 107.7.
On your block, now what's my MO? That I'm good without a demo.
Yeah.
Reputation precedes myself, plain and simple. We bring the heat, you know the style, got that fuego. We build and destroy it like a child with Lego. Master of these skills, in other words, I be stable. I'm still able to bust your shit like Kato. It's funny how the ghetto made me who I am, and at the same time, it snatched your life out, my man. These be the type of things that be hard to understand. The same type of things that got me working with a plan to hold the world like Atlas, hold my knees. Don't buckle. These times be tough, plus they rougher than rough. See, it's rough and it ain't gonna change. I'm trying to do my thing and it feels so strange. I know you with me if you're feeling like this. Struggle don't change. Maybe it ain't gonna change.
is love in me. How beautiful love can be. On the streets, love is hard to see. Gotta reach that frequency. Loving you is love in me.
Yeah, you know what love is. Even found it on the ground where the thugs live. My man had to dig deep to find his. Couldn't sleep, is on the real, he had 5 kids. Live niggas, real niggas express and taste it. And crap games, black dames and big faces, cases in court. Fam showing love and support. You and your baby's mom thought that love was a sport. As men we were taught to hold it in. That's why we don't know how till we older men. If love is a place I'ma go again, at least now I know to go within. At times it can take your foe a spin. Heartbreak hotel to your home again. I seen love make a nigga so pretend, like a story that he don't want to end. Yo,
how beautiful love can be. On the streets, love is hard to see. It's a place I got to be. Loving you is loving me. How beautiful love can be. On the streets, love is hard to see. Gotta reach that frequency. Loving you is loving me.
It's all love where we come from. In the hood, love we was told to run from. That same hood where the gun sung. We holler love, hoping it become one. Crack got so many lives undone. From lack of love, many hide, some run. I knew this girl with a son who dreamt of acting in plays. I knew this girl with a son who dreamt of acting in plays. Demonstration with a man, had her trapped in a maze. Trying to find herself again, but you're bashing your game.
What's up, this is Chris Rockwell, listening to Birmingham's number one soul brother, DJ Rocky, on the Diamond Soul Experience.
I never imagined that this could be you. I never thought I would find someone so real. How I want you and how I need you in my life. And I never dreamed of a love so true,
so true.
Such bliss, reminisce, romancing with you. It was you,
it was you,
only you,
only you.
That I see,
that I see.
It was you that caught my heart like a thief in the night. It was you that wiped my tears when I cried. It was you that knew my every thought, my heart, my dream. Was you, it was you that caught my heart like a thief in the night. It was you that wiped my tears when I cried. It was you that knew my every thought, my heart, my dream. Was you, it was you that caught my heart like a thief in the night. It was you that wiped my tears when I cried. It was you that knew my every thought, my heart, my dream. Was you, it was you that caught my heart like a thief in the night. It was you that wiped my tears when I cried. It was you that knew my every thought, my heart, my dream. Was you.
Giving you neo soul and rare grooves.
It's the Diamond Soul Experience with DJ Rod Dude.
DJ Rod Dude, the all new 107.7.
Jordan Knight hit the court like Mike, but I don't sport like just chords and some mics. Beats that's hella hype. One hotel or four, where I got what you like. Flavors like Baskin, Robin, no ransom on the low thugging, no questions asking. Method too handsome, bold and cold rampant. Don't sweat the pressure, just
just press the anthem. New and Jack Russell, Frank the main muscle. What? Think like the best of West, Rick and Russell. Yep. Ruffle no feathers, clever get bundles. Run down the line with mine, I don't fumble. No touchdown. Swung your city around, getting them clean until they needed it now. Give me the inner sound, you know I'm keeping it loud. I'm raw with the drums that is making them bounce. And then I'm
New Jack, 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 New
Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack, New Jack,
in a notebook, like high school. My name first, your name last. You got me feeling like first love. While I work my 9 to 5, I ain't getting nothing done. Steady slacking, trying to find words that describe you. So sure, I slept on you, now you know you got me so hooked. Telling you about business and drinking out your glass. Got a long-term crush on you.
Birmingham's number one soul brother, DJ Radu, putting it down with one of the greatest songstresses in the game right now, Yazzara.
Hey, folks.
Yeah, it's such a pleasure to make your acquaintance. So happy to have you on the phone. Speaking of Birmingham, Alabama.
Absolutely. The pleasure is all of mine.
You know, I like to take it from the root, from the beginning. You know, how did you get started in the music industry or singing?
Well, I mean, you know, my story is, I don't want to call it cliche, but it is a very common story when it comes to singers. I started in the church. I also started in the crib. Before I could say a whole word, I could sing a whole song. And, you know, that's something that my mother encouraged and nurtured in me, and it just kind of snowballed. I studied classical music. I was always listening. You know, music for me was always a lifeline to something bigger.
So when did you run into Erykah Badu?
Well, you know, it's again a story that has to do with Duke Ellington School of Performing Arts in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. I had a professor named Terrence Lee Jones, and he was the vocal coach for Tony Braxton and the Braxton family. And he had several students that were going to Howard. One of them was Eugene Young.
Mm.
And if you all haven't heard of him, he's an excellent artist. He's probably one of the people responsible for me in a lot of ways. He was going to Howard, I was going to Duke Ellington, and he and I ended up being in a group together when they came up to Duke Ellington looking for a girl to replace who I later found out was Sy Smith, who had moved to California.
Wow.
And it's a group called In Time. We're probably the best co-ed group that one's ever heard of. Amazing stuff, just kind of really before our time.
Right.
Along with another young sister named Kia Bennett, a producer named Dawu Hunt, and another amazing singer named Lauren Samuel. You know, and Kia Bennett, in fact, works over at XM and is just getting ready to do a project of her own. So you all look out for that sister. Eugene, you know, young, ends up singing background for Erykah Badu while I'm in college. You know, I'm always saying to him, like, look, if somebody quits, you know, holla at me, I will leave this thing, you know?
Right.
And my sophomore year, the summer of my sophomore year of college, he called me up and says, look, Erykah wants somebody from Dallas, but I want somebody good. How soon can you get down here?
Mm.
So, you know, I took every penny I had in the bank and every jar we had in the house, and my mother and I emptied out those jars, and I got to Dallas. And I didn't say I was from Dallas, but I didn't say I was not. And I auditioned, and, you know, I was auditioned on a Monday, and I was on the road on a Wednesday, and I stayed out there for 7 years.
So,
yeah.
When did you decide that it's time for everyone to hear me?
I mean, I always, you know, from the first time I stepped on a stage outside of church and I realized that singing to other people had an effect on me. Like, when I was singing in church, it was a really beautiful feeling to see how God, the Creator, could use me, you know, how a power higher than myself mm-hmm. could use me to make other people feel better and change a heart and change a mind. And I recognize and still recognize that that's an honor and, you know, that doesn't really belong to me. But then when I, you know, stood at the Kennedy Center when I was 10 years old in the Opera Hall, and I'm looking at these people, and they're all clapping for me, you know.
Right.
And the feeling of affirmation and just the giddiness, the euphoria that I feel from making people feel great through music was something I always knew I was made for and built to do. And so, you know, it was a natural progression for me when offered the opportunity to, you know, write my songs and put them on a project to jump at it. I've been writing songs since I was 7 years old.
Wow.
It was an honor because somebody finally asked me to get up off the dance floor and put my talents in. I was in the middle of in fact, lending arrangements to Mama's Gun. At the time, I started doing Hear Me. I started doing Hear Me a little before I walked in the studio to do Mama's Gun. It was just a really great feeling to be part of such a historical project and then doing one of my own all at the same time. And I definitely know that I brought a little what I was doing with Hear Me there, and, you know, it all trickled down together in this really great gumbo for me. One of my professors at Central had been keeping up with my talent, and I had been performing at these open mics and had a really great following in North Carolina, and I really thank them for my career because they single-handedly built me and then kind of shared me with all the markets where people enjoy me now.
Cool.
And he put me in the studio and I wrote Can You Feel Me, and, you know, then, you know, we're doing Love Is You, and I stepped off the plane and that song was just a paragraph. Like, I said, I knew it could be love. And then everything you hear after that is me freestyling.
Wow.
That's it. There's no written piece of paper that has words, you know, that I wrote for that song. And, you know, I think there's nothing like your first love. The first time you step in a studio and you're not thinking about who you're marketing to and who you have to impress, you're just writing your truth. And, you know, it's just like, it's your first time. It's like, there's no return policy on your virginity and you can never get that back.
Right.
You know, you just spend the rest of your career trying to put your hand on that bar of innocence.
Right. Well, if you don't know, Hear Me is Yazirai's first album. And Love Is You is actually one of my favorite songs. And just here you see just those few words just did a little something to me.
Well, my nose was wide open at the time, so all you hear is my sincerity, absolutely. And I was the first time I fell in love. I wrote this song. I was still living in the dorm. I was in school. You know, like, I mean, everything about the Hear Me record is kind of like an autobiographical text set to me about what I was dealing with, becoming a woman and falling in love for the first time and discovering myself. And, you know, that was just that was a virgin moment. Like, you never get that moment again. And I was really glad to be able to put that onto wax. Like, sometimes I listen to that record and I can remember exactly what I was doing and where I was. Yeah. When I wrote Rooftop, I was sitting in my dorm room at my desk, singing the parts into a karaoke mic with a black light on, and my roommate from the West Indies and I were passing the pipe. We've been watching Blaxploitation for like 3 weeks. So, you know, that you get, gotta leave in a hurry, gotta pack my bag. You know, gotta call my mom and tell her that I won't be back. It's kind of like someone else's story, but loosely based upon also women that I knew back in my old neighborhood in D.C. who were, you know, dealing with men who were in that lifestyle. And then Fonte Coleman, a little brother and I, he was going to Central at the time, and I had trouble writing the second verse, and I was like, hey, you know, you got any ideas? And he, you know, we knew 3 months ago when I left the band, and I just left the band I'd come to Central with. So, you know, it's just all these little subtle ideas about what was going on in my life at the time. And I really, like, I can never be more grateful in life to have had the opportunity to write about what I was dealing with and through songs at the time.
Wow. I mean, you've touched on so many things that I want to get into. So what we're going to do, we're going to take us a break and we're going to come back. My listeners know how it's going down. I'm asking the questions. We got you requesting the wax.
Well, you know what? Quit talking about Hear Me. So then I want to be able to move on to what I'm doing now. I'm going to let folks hear Same Page.
All right. Well, that's what's going on right here on IBLS, Bama Love Soul Radio, and the Diamond Soul Experience.
Peace, y'all.
Soul.com. so all alone here. People in my ear trying to destroy this love of ours we've built. I'm tired, driving me crazy. Oh, the things they have to say and insecurities, you know they cause my mind to roam. Cause I would never ever hurt you. Can't you see my love is sincere? See, I just wanna be the one you call when you need someone near.
Check it out.
In a hurry.
Yo, the situation is ill. Went from loving and trusting one another to just paying our bills. From holding hands in public to displaying the grill. We need a resolution, yo, I'm saying for real. Wanna treat you with the right respect. Trying to play a bigger role than a nigga who just writes the checks. And standing at the door, wandering from right to left. Trying to decide if it's right to step and just bail with it. For so long, I feel like we try to gel with it. And done invested too much to say to hell with it. 2,000 miles from home, trying to call you. To tell you about the road and all the presents I bought you. But tensions in the room every time that I walk through. And every other day, another argument. Sparks you. We don't smile no more, and you ain't easy to talk to. It's funny what you think in my heart do. We gotta work it out, yo. Real.
I would never ever hurt you. Can't you see my love is sincere?
I'm sincere, yo. I'm right here.
I just wanna be the one you call when you need someone near.
Sick of this amusement park, love. Up and down, situation is all bugged. I'm losing it, blowing brain fuses and spark plugs. Laying in bed with my arms around you, just trying to make sure that no harm surrounds you. I can't pay the price of what it costs to doubt you. It's all love, and maybe I'd be lost without you. Check it out.
Bama Love Soul Radio. It's your man, DJ Radu, still putting it down, still getting it in with my girl, Yazira.
That's right, y'all, and I love soul.
No doubt, no doubt. So, we just finished talking about Hear Me, your first album, and then, you know, it was followed up with another project by the name of Black Star, which featured some of the same songs from the Hear Me project. What was that about?
Well, ideally, truthfully, I would have liked to have just repackaged Hear Me and released that baby to the world, but the label at the time really wanted me to do some new songs. And I always call, I don't pull no cut cards on it, I call, you know, Black Star my corporate album.
Right.
And when I say my corporate album means, you know, from the first time I was truly a very much owned entity. With my first label situation with Keo Music, you know, I kind of grew up around these folks. They saw me at school. They didn't want to just completely beat me down emotionally and not let me be me.
Right.
So I was able to bring most of who I was to that album, even though there was definitely a vision of who I was supposed to be. They were respectful of me being myself and allowing me to let that coincide with their investment.
Mm.
With the Black Star album, I kind of had to, like, compete with all these. Not that I, you know, not that I don't have a lot of youth behind me, but I've always been an old soul, and I'm not really attracted to, like, teeny bopper stuff.
Right.
I just want to write real, true stuff with very real lyrics and let people make their own decisions. But, you know, my first single, you know, Wishing, for instance, I wrote that for 3LW.
Mm.
And Next thing I know, the label's caught a hold of it, and it's on my record. So, but on the same token, you know, where I may feel a little slighted about it, there's some people who may not have ever listened to Hear Me that listen to Black Star because of those songs
right.
that are present on there, like One Day and Bury the Bee, and, you know, and, you know, be real, I've never, ever walked away from the fact that there's always got to be good science and good musicianship on whatever I do.
True.
So, you know, I don't have any love lost for that record. It's just a different feeling of gratefulness. You know, I got two videos, actually three, in fact, one of them being a live video from that, and again, a new audience that might not have dealt with Yazara on the basis of the Hear Me album because of what it looked like or felt like to them. So, you know, I respect the gifts that I got from that, and I was very happy when I was able to walk away peacefully from that situation so that I can make the type of music I'm down.
Cool, that's a very positive way of looking at that situation. And you mentioned the name earlier that I definitely want to talk to you about. You've been on so many of projects that include him. And by that person, I'm speaking about Fonte, of course. You've been on the Foreign Exchange projects. You've been on Little Brother projects. And, of course, he's returned the favor by being on your new project, which we're going to talk about later. I'm talking about none other than Fonte Coleman. How did you meet this brother? And what is your relationship creatively with Fonte?
Well, it's funny, you know, like I said before, we all went to school together, Ninth Wonder, Pooh, you know, Tay, Darian Brockington. We all, you know, like I met D in the financial aid line my first day of school. We both had flags in our account, but standing in a long A-line, pissed.
Right.
And, you know, he ended up being my choir brother, and he's actually somebody I really prize as a brother and a friend, and I'm really proud of his work. But I remember when we were all in music industry class together, doing focus groups for like songs for records like Who Is Jill Scott, and you know, all thinking about, dreaming about what we were going to do when given the stage. And I mean, you could always tell that Tay had that look in his eye, like, you know what? If these fools give me like half a foot into this thing, I'm gonna put my whole round body up in there, and I'm not leaving. And that's what he's doing. You know, same thing for Pat, Ninth Wonder. You know, people, these folks have always been very excellent individuals and very artistic. Fonte and I particularly bonded over music. You know, he would come by the dorm room and we would just listen for hours to all types of stuff, and he would turn me on to new music. So we started writing together a lot while we were in school.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of, like, for a little while, we joked that we were like the, you know, Ashford and Simpson. He was like, well, I gotta be Nick Ashford. Come on, baby. You know, that guy. But we always, you know, we finished each other's sentences when it comes time to write a song. It's just, you know, he's one of the people that I have that type of creative relationship with. When, you know, I got the track for Sincere, I got it a couple of months before Nick and Fonte decided to do the Foreign Exchange. So it took me no time to write my verses, and then, you know, Tay was doing whatever he was dealing with. We were able to bring our personal experiences to that moment. You know, same thing with a lot of the stuff on the Foreign Exchange. When we work together, it's very fluid. A lot of the stuff we do never takes hours. I'm in and out of the studio in 4 hours with him.
Wow.
Unless we just, you know, kiki and acting stupid, which could definitely happen. There could be a lot of bojangling
right.
going on in the state, you know, in the studio.
When I was first introduced to you, I was introduced to Yazara, and then I was told a couple of years ago that there's a new personality, Purple St. James.
Yes, Miss St. James, if you're nasty, that's her. Well, you know, Purple St. James was birthed out of my last label experience, where some of the things that I experienced, that I dealt with, were so painful that the very mention of the name Yazara that used to bring me so much joy and confidence when I was in need of it kind of just became really painful for me. And I actually quit the music industry altogether. I almost lost my voice. I had a lot of just crazy things happen due to being in a very conglomerate situation with a lot of novice around it. Not just my part, but on the part of the people who were at this point in charge of my career.
Right.
From being told that my color didn't sell the record, even though we did amazingly well considering that it was not promoted.
Right.
You know, and I don't throw stones, because at the end of the day, every experience is to build me and to shape me and to mold me. But at the time, I didn't want to hear nothing about no music. I even went out and tried to get me a job, and I'd never had a job in my life that wasn't music.
Wow.
And my friends would be calling me like Anthony Hamilton and Letticia and be like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Are you crazy? you were the last person that used to be behind the desk, and I was probably the worst secretary anybody could have ever had, because I was on MySpace all day uploading tracks and, you know, writing songs and not doing nothing I was supposed to be doing. And one day I just got the green light to move forward. I ended up meeting another person in Durham who had in fact kind of had the same experience and kind of said she was leaving the music industry behind. Her name was Nani Willis. She was signed to the Face Records and made a project that really, you know, it's sad that it didn't see the light of day. And we both pulled each other out of retirement in a way, you know. So she and I started songwriting together, you know, for the sake of placing songs. And, you know, then she was like, well, you just need to go on in and do a project. Just do a project. And if Yazara hurts, then use Purple. You know, and I used to use Purple when I would do Purple St. James is Born, when I would do hooks for money. And I didn't want Yazara's name associated with lyrics like, let's go half on a baby or my crew's got guns, what you got?
Right.
You know, and the name really started to stick. I just had so many boxes around her where I had to look a particular way, where I had to sing a particular type of music, and I had to say particular things. That kind of became suffocating. And Yazara is not dead for all my Yazara fans. She is still very alive and well. She's been very good to me. She loves me. She's the name of both of my grandmothers put together. So, you know, I cannot throw that away. Right. But right now, I just need a new energy with which to work on. And I feel like if I had given you guys the new music where I'm going with my next record, which is The Ballad of Miss Purple St. James, y'all might not have been able to digest it if you had still had this idea of this woman in your view named Yazara.
Well, with that being said, you know, we got some progress we got up ahead. We got some new projects that you've done that we want to talk about. So right now we're going to take a break. Of course, you know how it's going down, Yazara. I'm asking the questions. You're requesting the wax.
Well, I'm a huge fan of a lot of people, but right now I'm really into a guy named Eric Rico.
I actually have some Eric Rico. We're going to get that on for you. Is there a particular song by Eric Rico that you want to hear?
Oh, man, anything funky, baby.
Anything
that's everything,
funky.
But I'll leave that to your discretion, because I'm a brand new fan and I'm all up in it.
Well, cool. Since I'm the selector, I'm going to get it on for you right now. Some Eric Rico on the Diamond Soul Experience, IBLS, Bama Love Soul Radio.
With the master selector, Radu.
She wakes up early in the afternoon, gets dressed up and sprays on her best perfume, always out to make an impression. Adored and worshipped by the happening crowd, it's obvious that her image stands out loud. But alone, her soul is at question. She's the
I'm a girl out in this big world,
feeling small, but she hides it well, 'cause her soul's for sale. He's a handsome boy hoping that joy will come with fame. Yeah, you know his name. The same. He's the type of guy who will always justify every move he makes, no matter how many hearts he breaks. He spots her all alone in the lull, senses she's vulnerable, so he starts in with his game, and she falls right in. What a shame for the
I'm a girl out in this big world,
feeling small, but she has it well, 'cause her soul's for sale.
He's a handsome boy hoping that joy will
come with fame. His name, they're all the same.
La la la, la la la.
She wants to conquer the world.
La la la, la la la.
My follow. No, know who you are. Don't say you're so old. Don't lose control.
Neo Soul and Rare Grooves, Hot 107.7.
Thank you.
IBLS, Bama Love Soul Radio. It's your man, DJ Radu, with Yazara, a.k.a. Purple St. James.
That's right, baby.
And I've heard your style, your sound, described as, and I quote, backseam pantyhose with a fishnet sole.
Yes, sir.
And what does that mean?
Well, you know, when I remember my aunties and my grandma and my mama wearing backseam pantyhose, I always thought about women like Diane Carroll and Lola Solana. Class, sophistication, something that is irreplaceable, old but very new. And when I think fishnets, I think of people like Millie Jackson and Chaka Khan and Grace Jones. And so when I say backseam, I think Diana Ross and Minnie Riperton and all these people. And so she is unbelievably classy and elegant.
We have a brand new album, 2008, brought us Prelude. Now, that's the name of your new album, and it's an interesting name for an album because, of course, we have Hear Me and Black Star under the Yazara persona. So why the title Prelude?
Well, because, you know, in this case, the Prelude is actually my EP. There are 9 songs on it because I'm a highly indecisive individual. So I just said, it's been a while since I put out a record. People deserve to be able to hear me and enjoy this stuff. A lot of the songs were songs I fought to get released on Black Star, and I wasn't able to get them put on there. You know, there's another song I did, a duet with Raheem Devon, that I did for a biopic about Miles Davis's life. I just felt like this music should be shared. Now, when I first printed the Prelude, I mean, like, I had pops and snaps, like, you know, like straight up mixtapes.
Wow.
On it, and I went out and was able, because of my fans, and I really thank them so much, you know, they helped me raise enough money to be able to get the nice, glossy, beautiful, fold-up, billfold versions I have now.
Right.
And to be able to share that music with them. The Prelude is just an opportunity to see, let you guys see where I am going. The Ballad of Miss Purple St. James is the full record, and that's what the Prelude is all about. It's the prelude to the real big kiss I'm going to give you in April called The Ballad of Miss Purple St. James.
I'm blushing. I'm waiting on my kiss, you know?
It's coming, baby. It's coming.
All right.
And on that record, on the Prelude, there's production from Soul Messiah out of Atlanta. He produced Creep for TLC. Bedtime Story for Madonna. You know, there's just a lot of great work and people who have always invested in my career. And I kind of felt like they've been a little slighted when their records didn't make it, you know?
Right.
So I put that out. Crisis and I have been working together for a long time, and you know, I kind of call him the boy wonder. You know, he was 24 years old at the time he and I started working together, and we did Four Along Fire. And it's funny, when I sung Four Along Fire, I was actually suffering at the time from vocal distress where I had swelling in my vocal cords, and I was actually not supposed to be singing.
Wow.
And I just said, I can't, you know, to ask a singer not to sing is to ask somebody not to breathe. And I had to leave. So I got out all my frustration. So when you hear Four Along Fire and you hear all that angst and passion, that's what's going on there. And he allowed me that, you know, Ooh Baby You. I just wanted to take things back to a real vintage and beautiful love period, like Barry White and the Love Orchestra. And I love working with Crisis because he always allows me my lungs to stretch. It's just amazing when you don't have people telling you who you are, how much you can get accomplished.
Right. So I know you said April 2009. Do we have a date?
I can't tell y'all yet. Don't want to jinx it. You know, I'm stirring the pot till it's ready, but definitely look forward in April. That's the best I can give you.
Okay, and we're going to take that. Mm-hmm. And how can your fans get in contact with you?
My fans can always find me on MySpace. I'm like a MySpace fiend. I'm working to become more consistent with my Facebook. I've been told that I'm really mistreating it. But if you are looking for me, I'm still in the ice age over at MySpace, from what I've been told. You can reach me there. I check it every day. I even check it on my BlackBerry. That's how addicted I am to MySpace. And that's www.myspace/YAH, Z like zebra, ARAH. And on my page, I have a badge that says Demand It. If you want to see me in your city and you want me to perform there, click on that badge, put your information in, and then you'll be on my email list so that I can email you when I come into your city and you know where I'm performing.
Well, Birmingham, I want you to go to her MySpace page and hit that badge up because you need to get Yazira in the city.
And I want to come.
Cool.
Now, let me ask you something, Radu, before you take me away. Where should I eat when I come to Birmingham? Like, where can I really get down and get some down-home good cooking in your city?
Yeah, she done put me on the spot. I would take you to Green Acres. And they sell the best chicken. It's been nominated. I know it won the first year. It's been nominated twice for Steve Harvey's Hoodie Awards. And it's won at least once. They have the best chicken wings out there.
Oh, chicken wings?
Yeah,
that's
chicken.
You're a man after my heart. Now, see, being a native Washingtonian, though,
right.
I can't really have chicken wings unless there's mumbo sauce. Mm. However, I will have chicken wings without mumbo sauce to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And do you have any last words for Birmingham before we get out of here?
Birmingham, I love you like I love all the places that have supported me. Please, don't just keep up with my music, but keep up with the music of all of the soul artists that you really enjoy. Don't download them and keep the shows. You know, Musina, Bilal Oliver, the only way we keep doing this is if you support it and that you demand that your radio entities in your cities and towns play us and not just someone else.
All right, she's
and I really got mad love for y'all. And hit me up, CD Baby, if you want to catch up with the brand new and improved remastered version of the CD.
Alright, and that's words to the wise from my good friend Yazira, aka Purple St. James. And I know you know how it's going down. I'm asking the questions. I actually got an extra song that I need you to request right now. What are we listening to?
Extra song. Let's get something on there from the prelude. Let's see. Do you have any favorites, Mr.?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question because another one of my favorite songs from Hear Me is actually on Prelude as well. And that song is Natural.
Oh, put it down, brother.
I will make sure I do that. And that's the word right here on Diamond Soul Experience and IBLS, Bama Love Soul Radio.
Thank you.
Natural. Natural. You know, I love this man. He always makes everything seem so natural.
I love you natural. I said all natural. All natural.
Natural.
It's a phenomenon how we made it here thus far. And believe that you could love like this, heaven in your jelly bean eyes. And like the Nova, we shine bright. With you, I spend all my nights tasting endless. And I've got so much to give, 'cause you're so mad. I wanna know, baby, how you going my way? And you're so cosmic beautiful, baby. I wanna know, brother, how you going my way? Go and mess everything up. I had so many plans. I was going to be the 2G's art star pimp, but you came and blew my plans away. Now loving you feels so natural. Can't believe you took control of every thought on my mind and made me a villain.
on the all-new Hot 107.7.
sound of life. I saw angels fly as I hit the ground. Lord, I just survived and woke to your sound. The sound of
he's always
searching the clock, 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 clock. Giving all that he's got, 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 got. So seductive and smooth, 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 smooth. Switch it up and play cool, 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 cool. He's the prince of my heart, 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 heart. Can't say when we're apart, part, 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 part. Different styles when he talks, talks. So fly when he walks, walks. Don't wanna get off.
Now won't I get off this crazy feeling? I always wanna feel this way inside. Y'all wanna get off this crazy feeling? I always wanna feel this way inside.
I look forward to hearing his voice, 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 voice. He's my number one choice, 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 choice. He's so clever and smart, 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 smart. And a lover of art, 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 art. He always makes me smile, 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 smile. And I wanna move round, 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 round. Beautiful in and out, loud. The words from his mouth know what I'm talking about.
Now won't I get off this crazy feeling? This way inside. Y'all wanna get off this crazy feeling. I always wanna.
Let me tell you about the kids. I wanna tell you about it. Let me tell you, I've been gone so long. Just wanna say, sing my song. I know you've been here, hearing a lot of things about me. Oh, oh, I know. I've heard it.
Heard it all too clear.
This is what I'm gonna do.
I'm gonna
hold on to my pride. I'm gonna stick to my guns, yeah. Put my finger on the trigger, I'm gonna pull it, and then we gon' see what the deal. I'm for real. I just wanna pull it on the line. Yeah. That's all I wanna do.
I got to put it on the line.
Oh,
and we haven't got much time.
Oh, yeah. I got to put it on the line. Know what I'm talking about this evening? Said I got to put it on. Oh, yeah. Oh, I got to put it on the line. Say I got a bullet in the chamber, and I'm not afraid of the danger. Say we got to go down to the fire. I go through the fire with you,
kill and die with you.
Said I know everybody
watching me.
I said the pressure is on. From every angle, political to personal. Well, I ain't gonna get left hanging.
Well, I fall off.
Or is it banging when I see it?
It's up to God.
It's up to the man upstairs. But all I gotta do is
hold on. To my
Soul Experience. Radu.
Check it. This is what happened. happens every time. I'm just walking down the street and find a dime. I try to spend it, but now it's all over my mind, and I just can't get rid of it. It's over. I can't do it. I can't believe I did it. I f***ed up. Now I'm dealing with a critic. But now we cool. Every time we sex, I text her to school. I give her the blues. The way she put it down, I can't refuse. I know love is pain. That's what I choose. I got the love charms. Why getting a grub on? Why getting a club on? Jacuzzi tub on with the bubbles. I tell her I love her all the time. I gotta show that affection. Every time she comes home from work, we gonna make it work, we gon' make it work. I know things will work out.
Why do I fall in love every time? Why do I change my mind every time? Why do I repeat myself every time? Yeah, every time.
Every time I fall in love with the verse, play it over and over in my headphones, surpass that skill level the next day. New clean cut lyrics like a fresh fade, 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 fade.
It's the Diamond Soul Experience on the all new Hot 107.7.
Say nothing like you could ever be real. In a silent way you came when I was kind of bored. Creeping round midnight, now I want all of you, baby. I guess it's 'cause you're the rebirth of cool. So won't you
visions of you, you and me. I see you walking through the sketches of Spain. This blue is driving me insane. So sweetheart, won't you come to me?
Thank you.
Experience.
The Diamond Soul Experience on the all-new Hot 107.7.
BamaLoveSoul.com.